What it is, it's your boy, man. Coming at you again with this wild cliff notes for the Bible for a real nickel. Yes, indeed. How everybody doing? I hope y'all doing all right, man. Chapter 36, man. About to get into it. You about to see. Chapter 36 is kind of like in the transition of the storyline, it's kind of like out of place, but it's something that's needed, and it kind of, we can kind of like make some points off of it as well. You feel me? But as far as like storyline, is not much, but we're going to work with it. You know what I'm saying? Gonna get this thing started. Lord, I humbly come to you, and I thank you for allowing us to be here today, Lord. Continue to cover and keep us, Lord. From danger seen and unseen, things we want to be kept from and don't want to be kept from. Help your son, man, to continue to work at distributing his word out, Lord. Distributing encouragement to pick up that word, you know, with this cliff notes, Lord. And I ask that you make the stories vivid, man. Pierce somebody hard that they may want to read this book and then let them ultimately receive blessings from it, Lord. Just opening in a connection to you even the more. I love you. Praise you. I think I've forgotten, Lord. Help me out, man. All glory and honor shall be thine. Extend some more blessing in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we had chapter 36. Yeah. Believe it or not, chapter 36 is pretty much solely about Esau and being a, you know, a dweller over and what made him go to Seir, you know. I know I explained it earlier, and that's kind of how I explained it to me, the Bible, that, you know, Israel, was on his way to go holler at Pops, and he met, you know what I'm saying, Esau then, you know. But in 36, it kind of explains that Esau, I guess at some point in time, Esau and Jacob stayed together in memory. But the shit wasn't working out for them because both of them just got like stupid cattle, you know what I'm saying? And just hella people with them and really ain't got enough room to dwell. So maybe he started out in Mount Seir because one of his wives is a granddaughter of one of the sons of Seir, who is the person who inhabited the mountain that they stayed at. And it said that Seir the Horite, well, you know, that was one of the people who were, well, the Horite people were one of the peoples who were staying in kind of like the plains in between King Kelaoma and his clique and Sodom and Gomorrah. So they were one of the people, I guess, ran up to the mountains too. You know what I'm saying? The way it get explained. You know, you got to kind of dig for the information about Seir a little bit, you know. But when I dug, it said that Seir may have been around the time of, you know what I'm saying, Terah. And Terah is Abraham's daddy. You know what I'm saying? So Seir been around for a minute. It did. And he had some sons out that way. And Esau got one of his granddaughters. I want to say her name was Alabama or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But that was a daughter of the Hivite. You know what I'm saying? Zibeon. I want to say Zibeon is the father, or the son that came from Seir, okay? And he had a son named Adon or something like that. And Adon had, you know what I'm saying, two children, which one of them was Dishon and one of them was Alabama, the daughter that Esau married, okay? Now, with the whole Esau thing, because they kind of talk about his lineage. Esau had 3 wives and had 5 kids, all right? The wife that he got from Ishmael had a kid, and his name started with a B. And it's another wife in there, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say she's a Hivite too, or something like that. A Hittite, it's a lot of Hittite, Vidite. She started with an H, you know what I'm saying? But she ain't the same as Alabama. So she has a kid as well, and his name is Eliphaz or something like that. Start with E. You know what I'm saying? And Alabama had 3. Okay. And what's interesting is they got this thing where they talking about how Esau descendants become dukes, which is kind of like just being a chief. You know what I'm saying? So I guess we could kind of look at it in the Indian sense, just over a certain tribe of people. And they just don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, kind of like Debo their land and shit like that. They the ones taking care of the shit. Because it said it was, I want to say it was kings reigning at that particular time frame. They said it was some kings in the land of Seir that were there before the children of Israel even had kings. You know what I'm saying? So the timeline is real funny, daddy, but you know, I hope y'all know that's kind of like on purpose that the timeline get fucked up a little bit and kind of funny, daddy. So we can't really estimate and place a lot of stuff sometimes, you know, because it's just a lot of stories put together with the Bible, and it's not really put in a specific order, just kind of stories that they felt like would go along with whatever type of plan they was trying to run. But like I say, if you look at this book spiritually, it opens up a lot more. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a Da Vinci Code for you if you look at it spiritually, that they didn't see that they give us. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, in chapter, the wife from Ishmael and the wife that had the Esau name, the one that had the 2 ones, the dukes didn't come into play until the grandsons came into play. Like, the Esau, Eliphaz, something like that. He had like about 6 sons, you know what I'm saying? And one of them was from a concubine called Amalek. Amalek is going to come up later. That nation is going to come up later because that's one of the nations that children of Israel get into it with a lot. I think they get into it with the Hivites too, you know what I'm saying? Which is one of the people that, you know, Esau married. They became Edom. So, yeah, the first wife, her son has 5 boys. 6 boys, I'm sorry. And all of them become dukes. The one that he got from Ishmael had, her son had 4 boys, yeah. And all of them became dukes. But what's weird is the one that he married, the Hivite that he married, the one that he married from Seir, great-grandbaby. Yeah, I want to say that's Seir, great-grandbaby. She had 3 sons, and her 3 sons were like dukes, you know what I'm saying? They automatically made them like chiefs and shit like that. So that's, if you read it, just see what I'm talking about. It was kind of different because they talk about the descendant, and don't let the talk confuse you, because when they talk about Esau's sons, they even call his grandsons his sons, which is technically true because they're his grandsons, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think they got, back then, I don't really think they got into the whole storyline of, you know, grandson, great-grandson, uncle, all that shit. We kind of like, it's kind of like for our terminology today to make sure you don't get throwed off by it. So he has 5 sons, 3 with 1 wife, 1 with each of the other 2 wives that he had. So remember that when they talking about the descendants. And when they get to the dukes, you'll see for the first 2 sons, the dukes don't come into their grandsons. But the wife that he had from the great-grandbaby of Seir, they were already dukes. And that was just, you know, it's just an interesting point that I, you know, kind of caught. And it was, you know, it's a couple other little, you know, chopping it up. My partner, man, he kind of brought some stuff to light, you know what I'm saying, to help me look at the thing a little bit more open-mindedly, you know, because What I do want people to understand, we're breaking down the Bible, true indeed, but I want people to understand that righteousness of God, in God, people who believe in God like that, are like, they expanded all past the pages of the book of the Bible, okay? And this chapter is a great example, because to me, if Jacob and Esau grew up in the same house, that means they got the same teachers. And you could see, even in today's time frame, you could put two people in the same house, but they could have totally different routes that they run with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing that the Bible really doesn't emphasize is the genealogy or the storyline of Esau, you know, which is also, you know what I'm saying, is Israel's son. You know what I'm saying? No, it's, I'm sorry. He's also Isaac's son. There we go. Sorry about that. He's also Isaac's son. So they are getting the same teachings about God. You feel me? So, you know, it was really important to kind of, you know, just be well around it. Don't be so zoned in on like, yeah, I gotta do it things exactly. Like, I'm giving you the cliff notes of the Bible so you won't feel like you gotta do X, Y, Z, everything that they do. You're gonna make the same mistake that, nah, you can change some shit. But you gotta get that history line to be able to see which maneuvers you can make to change some shit, you did. So, you know, and the reason why, I mean, it do, and you wanna know this strange? This is really, really strange. I'm about to uncover some shit. This is an uncovering. This because I grew up in church, okay? And nobody never told me this. Nobody never put this together for me. When people talk about, we won't get into it, but it's kind of like a separate story from traveling to Jesus right now, but we gonna get into it because it's a very legendary story. It's a very encouraging story. It's a very good story for people who may have lost a lot, you know what I'm saying? But just to show how God can do. It's a story of a man called Job, okay? Now, Job's story is given in the Bible, but it's not really giving us a time frame. You know what I'm saying? It's not really giving us a distinct a genealogy type, you know what I'm saying, deal with it. Not on purpose, because I don't know if, you know, this was purpose, because if it was purpose, people would been have told me this. Now, I know it's not something that maybe that I just discovered, but it, like I said, I grew up in church, and I just find it weird to grow up in church and never have anybody to be like, okay, well, you know, us may be connected with this, you know? So chapter 36 actually gives us connection, you know what I'm saying, with a couple of people, because, you know, Seer was around, from what they saying, around the time of Terah, which is the time of, that's Abraham's daddy. So that's before Abraham, you did. And they said Seer daddy was in the time of Ruel. And I think Ruel was like, he was Terah daddy. So that's pretty interesting, you know what I'm saying? But what's even more interesting is that Seer has 7 sons, okay? Told you one of his sons had a daughter, right? Yeah, one of his sons had a daughter that Esau married, which is Alabama or something like that. Now, the last son that he had, because remember when we started talking about in chapter 12 about how people name cities after themselves, after their kids, or, you know, something like that, you feel me? They still kind of claiming the land. Okay. Now, in the Job story, they do say he comes from a land called Uz, okay? U-Z, not Ur, you know, because Ur is where Abram came from. We talking about Uz, U-Z, not U-R. And Deshaun, there's a Deshaun, like the last part of it is S-H-O-N, and there's one that's S-H-A-N. The last son is S-H-A-N. Deshaun, something like that. But he has a son called Uz. Now, they don't really tell us all of that message together, but damn, dog, how many Uzzes is there? For real, because, like, damn, dog, like, that might be, you know, the start, that city. And the reason why I say that, because Job is like completely out of the lineage of Abraham. He's completely out of the lineage. He's not within that lineage of Abraham. You dig? But his story is so legendary that it had to be put in that book. And that's interesting to me, because Job is just one man, and I know good and goddamn what. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm trying to get used to not doing it. I apologize. I know good and well, damn it. Okay? Because I don't want God to damn nothing. That's why I keep cutting it off. You feel me? I know good and well, damn it, that it was more righteous people in that city besides Job. There were descendants of Job. You know what I'm saying? He had to learn that shit from somewhere, cuz he didn't just come up one day with it. Abram didn't even just come up one day with it. It was taught to him from descendants and descendants of being of Shem. And I know Shem was the one who made sure that it was told about God. You know what I'm saying? I really feel strongly and confident in it. But you know what I'm saying? It's just interesting that Uz is one of the sons that Deshaun had, and it's a city that Job came from. So, you know, it's just interesting to know that we talking about this book, but I'm giving it to you full circle, man. I'm saying that if you look at this book spiritually, you can pick up so many tools that in essence help you with life. And they really don't expect it to do that. You feel me? They expect it to be an essence of control, because they want people to always look for that helping hand to decode it. So, you know, the Bible is multi-meaning. And in that sense, you know, I feel like that's like you can take different roads and go to the same spot. Or you could take different roads and it take you to a different spot. And if they know it's different roads that could take you to a different spot, that's what the roads that'll take you down versus the roads that would take you to God. So, I mean, I really just want to just read it with an open heart and an open mind. Don't knock it until you really see everything with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, from a heart, from your heart. The only way you can really test it to see if it works is from your heart. Mentally, you know, it's a flesh muscle, man. It's not meant to, you know, it's a flesh muscle like that, because, like, the biggest flesh muscle we got is our mind, man. So when they start getting in the flesh, wrestling with your flesh, trust me, your mind is the toughest thing that you have to wrestle with sometimes, you know, with stuff sometimes. There we go. And you see, the brain works with the mouth, and you see how much trouble I'm having with that motherfucker. I'm saying, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest flesh muscle. So that's not what that book is for. You know what I'm saying? When you read certain pages and it hits you at certain points in your life that you need it, you can feel it in your heart. And that feeling in your heart is way more better than the light bulb that may come up with some of the stuff that you read from your head. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, that's it though. Chapter 36, like I said, it was more just genealogy. You know, it wasn't nothing to really like characterize or you know, really, you know, wasn't too much to it. Like I said, I tried to stretch it out and put some other stuff out there, you know, and I low-key discovered something in there, you know. I did not know us was like a descendant from Seir, you know what I'm saying, which is in connection with, you know, Esau. Because Esau must have been cool with them boys out there for him to really just chill out in the land like that, though. But he is muscle, though. And if them, you know, King Kelalaoma had him running to the hills, bro. I heard Esau, he nice with the shit, so he is the muscle. So, you know, that's probably a good alliance for him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I give you my, you know, my kids and my sisters and my daughters and shit like that. If you take care of us and keep us out here, so shit. Worked out. Esau, another righteous man. Esau and Ishmael, to me, are two righteous men that really don't really get pages in this book. So it leave opening. That's why we starting with Abraham, because it was, my homeboy told me, it's like a Abrahamic type of belief, which is kind of the connection, which I was kind of, you know, talking about with the connection of all the beliefs in one, you know. So when you having kids that you putting God into and they going in different directions, you know what I'm saying? You still get people who get that righteousness and still walk that walk. You know what I'm saying? So check out what you read, but then test it with what you see. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, not everybody is in the book. You know what I'm saying? You ain't in there. And you could be somebody walking righteous and doing your thing in God. You feel me? Start your pages of life with it. You did. Love y'all, man. And God bless everybody who listening. Hope encourage some of y'all to pick up that book, chapter 37. We're going to get into it, chapter 37. 37, we get back to the story with Israel and his badass kid who can become the 12 tribes of Israel. But you know what I'm saying? They got their stages where they got some fucked up shit going. But God got a funny way of twisting bad and making it still turn out good. He good like that, man. I'm telling you. Love y'all, man. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Till the next time we get it in, we're gonna do it like that, though. Ciao.